We've got a lot to cover this week, from news updates to marketing calves, especially in 2026, believe it or not, identifying nutritional needs and deficiencies, a whole slug of cow stuff. So, crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
Cow country news. You know, the cow stuff.
Mexico's National Service of Agroelementary Health, Safety, and Quality confirmed a new case of New World screwworm less than 70 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border. This is now the northernmost detection of New World screwworm during this outbreak and the one most threatening to the American cattle and livestock industry. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins said that protecting the United States from New World screwworm is non-negotiable and a top priority for the Trump administration. She went on to say that this is a national security priority. We have given Mexico every opportunity and every resource necessary to counter New World screwworm since announcing the New World screwworm bold plan in June 2025. Nevertheless, American ranchers and families should know that we will not rely on Mexico to defend our industry, our food supply, or our way of life. We are firmly executing our five-pronged plan and will take decisive action to protect our borders, even in the absence of cooperation. Furthermore, we will pursue aggressive measures against anyone who harms American livestock. The previous northernmost detection was reported on July 9th of 2025. Currently, U.S. ports remain closed to imports of cattle, bison, and horses from Mexico. Since July, USDA, alongside Mexico, has been actively monitoring nearly 8,000 traps across Texas, Arizona, and New Mexico. To date, more than 13,000 screening samples have been submitted, with no New World screwworm flies detected. USDA is analyzing all new information related to the recent case and will pursue all options to release sterile flies in this region as necessary. This is what to look for. New World screwworm maggots can infest livestock and other warm-blooded animals, including people. They most often enter an animal through an open wound and feed on the animal's living flesh. USDA urges residents on the southern border to check their pets and livestock for signs of New World screwworm. Look for draining or enlarging wounds and signs of discomfort. Also look for screwworm larvae and eggs in or around body openings, such as the nose, ears, and genitalia, or the navel of the newborn animals. If you suspect your animal is infected with screwworm, contact your state animal health official or USDA area veterinarian immediately. Many more details about the control plan are in the show notes for this episode at ranchitupshow.com. With the current screwworm crisis closing the border to some 1.25 million head of Mexican cattle that had been bound for the U.S. feedlots, the USDA is developing a plan to encourage growth in the U.S. beef herd, which is near 75-year lows with few signs of a quick turnaround. According to statements released by the USDA, they said that they will soon release a significant plan to help rebuild the American cattle supply, incentivizing producers, and driving a full-scale revitalization of the American beef industry. The release said this is only the beginning, with many more announcements coming as USDA restores American strength, protects food security, and supports America's ranchers and farmers. U.S. and global consumer beef prices are at record highs, making heifers so valuable for slaughter that retention for calving has been impaired.
We have brought a lot of information here late summer and early fall about maximizing your potential profit on your feeder calves, from management to health programs to marketing to nutrition. We spin off of a discussion that we had here with Dr. Kelly Sanders with Westway Feed Products a few weeks ago about nutrition, not just the feeders, but the cows as we move into yet another season. And this one comes from two listeners, actually, both asking the same question: how to tell if your cow's nutrient requirements are met or if they are deficient. It's a good question, especially when we change grazing from summer grasses that may be washy to drier grasses or forages in the fall. Now, Kelly, thanks for jumping back on here. You heard the question, and let me add to this one. The ruminant is an extremely efficient machine, and is it correct to assume that because of said efficiency that the cow has the ability to balance herself at different times of the year, to a degree, of course?
I'm going to say that as a general rule, you are correct. There are those cases, because I think what drives a lot of our mineral intake are, you know, our major minerals. Our trace minerals are the ones that can be really critical when it comes to health and things of that nature, especially for your immune system and those calves. But, you know, calcium drives it, salt drives it, phosphorus will drive it, sodium will drive it. And those are all big major macro minerals that we have to deal with. And to me, it's just about consistency. If you keep them out consistent, then I think those cows kind of ebb and flow based on their needs. I think, but if you're not consistent, then you're going to have really erratic intake. And the warning I would tell everybody is, as well, is you can't really look at mineral intake on a day-to-day basis because it is erratic. But on a monthly basis or a quarterly basis, if you look kind of how much they're eating, then that gives you a more consistent view on how they're doing. So it just goes back to consistency. And I think the same thing about feed. You know, if you put if you leave a self-fed product out there year-round, then I think those cows can adjust. And that's been my experience. I started doing that in the early 2000s, and with the fear that they were going to eat too much. And same thing happens when the grass is really good. Cows don't tend to hardly eat liquid at all, or you know, even tubs at all. They make their adjustments because I think the good Lord made them to eat grass, and that's what they enjoy doing, and that's what they want to do. But as it starts getting tough, you'll see those cows start picking on that supplement that you have out for them. And ultimately, if it gets really rough, then their intakes are going to, you know, go up as well. So I think that's one thing to think about. The other thing I would say about consistency, Colorado State did a study, I think it was about 15 years ago, and I think it's been overlooked a lot, but they were looking at maintenance requirements and body condition scores and how efficient cows were. And it looks to me, based on that data, that the more consistent nutrition we have on cows and they get in that kind of 5 to 6 range in body condition score, then that is the most efficient point for those cows as far as nutrition. So if we can keep them in good body condition score, they're a lot more efficient with the nutrients and the grass and the supplement that they take in. That's contrary to what we would have believed earlier on, even what I was taught, in the fact that when cows were in poorer body condition score, then they were much more efficient with their nutrients. And while they do put on weight faster with those nutrients, they're still not as efficient with it. So you get a cow in a body condition score, you know, 3.5, 4, they're not going to be near as efficient. It still takes a lot more nutrients to get them back up to that 5. So that's something to think about as well, consistently keeping them in good body condition score and having something out for them to, you know, consistently eat to meet their nutritional requirements. Protein, energy, mineral, and vitamins, all are key points.
Dr. Kelly Saunders with Westway Feed Products. Now, if you have questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, rants, it doesn't matter. You can call or text 707-RANCH20. That's 707-726-2420. Our email, ranchitupshow@gmail.com, or you can message us on Facebook. Now, coming up, Southeast producers looking for heifers, top-notch heifers, and proven, tested walking bulls. We have the solution. We head to Baxley, Georgia, home of Circle F Farms. Details when we come back here on the Ranch It Up Radio Show.
Circle F Farms invites you to Baxley, Georgia, October 10th and 11th for the 2025 annual production sale. Friday, October 10th, elite registered Brahman heifers and 300-plus top quality commercial F1 heifers. Saturday, October 11th, bulls, Brahman, Brangus, Ultra Black, Charlet, Red Angus, Angus, and F1s. Backed by proven genetics, Circle F cattle are built for performance, profitability, and your future. Sale info, videos, and online bidding details at ranchchannel.com and circlefarms.com. Circle F Farms, one of the largest Brahman herds in the Southeast.
RanchChannel.com, bull sales, Western events, product information, right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com.
Beefmaster's largest one-brand sale is here. Proudly brought to you by the fourth and fifth generations of the very family that founded the Beefmaster breed, ISA Beefmasters. Join the Lassiter family Saturday, October 4th at the Producers Livestock Auction in San Angelo, Texas for the 64th annual ISA Beefmaster Bull Sale. Request a catalog, watch bull videos, and find all the sale details now at RanchChannel.com. ISA Beefmasters, where tradition meets performance at the largest one-brand Beefmaster Bull Sale.
Welcome back to the Ranch It Up Radio Show, the most information packed into a 30-minute program you can find. It's your All Things Ranching newscast, and so glad to be hanging out with each and every one of y'all. Now, Brahman, Brangus, Ultra Black, Charlotte, Angus, Red Angus, F1 Brahman Cross Walking Bulls, around 250 of them, aged bulls, by the way, over 300 head of commercial F1 females up for grabs, 20 elite Brahman heifers, and 85 elite Angus females. Now, that is a huge number of cattle being offered up by Circle F Farms in Baxley, Georgia. Circle F Farms has one of the largest Brahman herds in the Southeast and starts its lineup of sales Saturday, October 4th, with 85 elite registered Angus genetics, which include bred heifers, open heifers, cow-calf pairs, donor cows, and embryo packages. I have Circle F Farms owner Woody Folsom on with us. Woody, it's great to have you back on the show. Now, let's start with how you added Angus to the genetic lineup. And if I'm not mistaken, it all started with you opening your own retail meat store, Circle F Meats.
Well, actually, when I started this meat market deal, you know, here in Baxley at the Circle F Meats, I decided I needed to kind of go with the Angus deal to get the carcass value that I needed, get the kind of business that I was looking for. So I started, you know, out with the commercial Angus, and then it was started going really well. And then as time went by, I got more interested in the superior genetics of the Angus deal, and it's just led from one thing to another.
To kick off this genetic extravaganza, if you will, Saturday, October 4th is the Angus female sale.
We're going to have some superior genetics, you know, some pregnancies. We're going to sell some very sought-after genetics far as females. We're going to have some heifers, some bred heifers, and some mature cows.
Managing the Brahman sales is sale manager Chris Shivers with Infinity Cattle Services. Chris, jump in here if you would, please. Let's fast forward 1 week to Friday, October 10th. 28 purebred Brahman heifers, which are absolutely beautiful, by the way, and over 300 head of Brahman Cross F1 heifers, the queens of cow country, as you call them, will sell. And it's quite a time to be in the commercial business, with many producers deciding, should we sell feeder heifers, turn that inventory into cash, perhaps restock with different genetics?
We've created quite a market, both on the Brahman side as well as the F1 side. You know, of course, as you indicated, the commercial market's extremely high. A lot of those commercial cattlemen are looking at better females, and they're looking at the F1 female. Of course, we all know her as the queen of the cow country. She is the premier commercial female, and she will top the market. And all that results in what we expect is going to be an outstanding sale on October the 10th.
Saturday, October 11th, close to 300 head of bulls, Brahman, Brangus, Ultra Black, Charlotte, Red Angus, Angus, and Brahman Cross F1s. These are aged bulls, guys, two-year-olds coming, three-year-olds. That right there is the definition of a walking bull.
You know, our whole deal is when we sell a bull, we want him to be range ready. We want to sell the bull having passed a breeding soundness exam. Of course, being trick tested and free of that. So when you buy a bull here, it's not one you're going to take home. You're going to feed him out for a period of time. It's one you're going to be able to take home. And in this case, put him out in mid-November for a fall calving season.
Circle F Farms has diversified with the acquisition of established herds of Charlotte Angus and Red Angus to go alongside their Brahman, Brangus, and Ultra Black cattle to further expand your reach and providing more options to your already vast customer base. That makes absolute sense. But let's touch on the F1 Brahman Cross bulls, which are extremely popular in like Florida and along the Gulf Coast area.
There's one thing about these bulls is that, you know, they, again, they'll be range ready. They'll pass a breeding soundness exam. They're going to be in good shape, not overly conditioned, but yet you know, conditioned enough for them to sell. And then they'll go out and they'll be able to go breed. And of course, due to the Brahman parent that they come from, well, they're going to be environmentally adaptive. They're going to be insect resistant. They're going to be the kind of cattle that can survive and thrive and do their job out in these tougher terrains.
Chris Shivers, Infinity Cattle Services, and Woody Folsom with Circle F Farms. I literally interrupted them going through the cattle and the data to jump on with us, so we appreciate it, gentlemen. October 4th, the Angus female sale. October 10th, the Brahman and the F1 heifers, and then the bulls on October 11th. All details, catalog, videos, bidding online information, data, contact information available at ranchchannel.com and circleffarms.com. Now, let's head to Mandan, North Dakota, the date September 23rd, 1970, 55 years ago. The Morton County 4-H Livestock Achievement Day was wrapping up, and the top Angus steer, 55 years ago now, that weighed 935 pounds, sold for, at that time, a whopping 31.5 cents a pound. The top Hereford steer, which weighed 970 pounds, sold for a whopping 43 cents a pound 55 years ago at the Morton County 4-H Livestock Achievement Day. Now, let's fast forward 55 years from that time. And let's go to the Bighorn Classic that just wrapped up from Superior Livestock about a month ago. And we'll stay in the same region. In Region 2, 9-weight steers now sold for $330 all the way up to $373. Just a little blast from the past there. I thought y'all would get a kick out of that. All right, crew, it's time for a quick break here on the Ranch It Up Radio Show. When we come back, we've got more of the cow stuff, including market recaps and what to look for in 2026 marketing those feeder calves. Keep it locked. The Ranch It Up Radio Show will be back right after this.
Circle F Farms in Baxley, Georgia is proud to announce the first annual Angus female sale happening Friday, October 4th. Selling a powerful set of Angus females designed to add value, maternal strength, and performance to your herd. Don't miss this historic first event from one of the Southeast's fastest growing Angus programs. Sale information available at ranchchannel.com and circleffarms.com. Mark your calendar, Friday, October 4th in Baxley, Georgia, the Circle F Farms first annual Angus female sale. Circle F Farms, genetics you can trust.
The best way to raise beef on pasture, on crop residue, or in a dry lot, it's Westway Feed Products. Westway liquid supplements support increased forage utilization, efficiency, convenience, and sustainability. Find your nearest rep by calling 800-800-7517 or head to westwayfeed.com on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and TikTok.
Don't miss the 4th annual Jorgensen Landon Cattle Angus Motherload Sale Saturday, November 22nd, Ideal, South Dakota. For the first time, selling select bulls plus maternally focused Angus females backed by 10-plus generations of proven genetics. Details at ranchchannel.com and jorgensenfarms.com. The Motherload Sale, the source for maternal Angus genetics. Welcome back, everyone, to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. It's that time in the program to check in with Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated. We recap the markets from last week. So, Kirk, what's going on, buddy?
Good morning, Tigger, and all your listeners out there. As of Friday, September 19th, October feeder futures closed the week at 354.17.5. That's up 8.57.5 on the week, with the CME feeder index down 245 at 360.63. That left the basis at a positive $6.45 versus October futures. We did have a cattle on feed for September 1st that came in at 98.9% versus expectations of 99.1. The placement number was 90.1% versus expectations of 91%. And the marketed number at 86.4 versus expectations of 87.2. October live cattle closed the week at 233.45. That's up 355 on the week, with cash trading 239 to 241, the bulk of it at 240 in the south, and 236 to 237 in the north. That left the five area weighted average down 224 at 237.02, and the basis positive $3.57 versus October futures. Choice boxes were down $17.99 on the week. That is correct, $17.99 at 382.05. The weekly slaughter number was 552,000 head. That's 12,000 head lower than last week and 62,000 head lower than the same week last year. Dress weights were up 4 pounds at 875, which is 13 pounds higher than the same week last year, leaving the yearly production steady at 4.3% less than last year. To wrap this up, December corn closed the week at 424 and a quarter. That's down 3.75 on the week. Corn so far has failed to fill its gap that sits at 432 and a quarter, and there's been no purchases or news out of China, which is not encouraging.
Now, before I let you go, Kirk, you know there's lots of producers that have marketed their calves already with Superior or Western or Northern, or maybe sold calves at their local sale barn or country buyer, whatever the case is, but there's still lots of producers that are sitting on those calves. This time of year gets awfully busy at the sale barns, and these markets are so darn good right now, there's that temptation to just hold, right? You know, hold, keep holding. So any words of advice to those guys and gals that are sitting on those calves and have not moved them yet?
Well, so far, every time someone has said no, they've been rewarded with higher prices, and no one knows how long that'll continue. But do know, if you're a day late and saying no starts hurting a guy, i.e. the market starts going down, you'll never be able to catch it. So it's a very high risk, high reward scenario right now. And at some point, in my opinion, especially as we get late part of the year, you just have to say enough and go with it. And I'd also point out the basis on these calves is extremely, extremely high. And there's no tools out there that can protect that basis. The only way to protect that basis is to lock it in with a sale, either forward contract or cash. So I guess I would just encourage everybody to take the bird in the hand and enjoy these extremely high prices.
This year is a tough one because there are so many emotions in those decisions. And some producers I talked to that sold earlier this summer said that they should have waited. Well, woulda, shoulda, coulda sort of scenario, right? But by golly, I think a person just needs to pull the trigger, be happy with that decision, and move on to the next.
That's absolutely right. And just keep in mind that there's very, very few people going to sell at the tippy top. Those people that are bullish and don't sell more than likely will wait too long, and the bearish people have probably sold too early. So very, very few on a percentage basis actually sell at the top of the market, maybe even hinting to not even try to. Take a price that works, be happy with it. And I would even encourage to move the thought process from what do I do with this year's calves to what do I do with next year's calves at these historically very high prices.
So when we're talking what to do with next year's calves, then while I've got you here and we're talking, what should we start thinking about for calves for 2026 then?
To start with, the same conversation on the basis. There is no way to protect basis. You just have to accept that as fact. I don't think you're going to get anybody to forward contract these prices. And there's none of the other tools from LRP to futures that will protect the basis. So just know there's nothing we can do about it, but it is what it is, and move on. As far as tools, options in LRP are good tools, but extremely expensive right now, prohibitively so, to be honest. So a person has to look at futures, in my opinion, when you're talking $20 plus premiums for LRP or put options. And then just know that you have to set up your cash flow to be able to handle that. But I really encourage producers to be looking out in time at next year's calves at these prices.
Hey all, Mark Banzi with LivestockMarket.com. Coming up this Wednesday, October 1st, we have an all-class cattle and hay online auction. Bidding opens at just $100 a head, no reserves, all lots will sell. Featured lots include 15 Angus, Red Angus, and Charolais bred cows, 1,100 pounds, 3 to 5 months bred. They're 6-year-olds to short solids, bred back to a Black Angus bull from Rafter LF Cattle Company in El Dorado Springs, Missouri. 10 purebred Wagyu bull calves, virgin bulls that will be able to match a diverse group of females in the future. They're sired by the same registered bull, and all the dams are registered as well, from F2 Farms in Lexington, Texas. Featured haylots include 15 large square brome grass bales, 3x3x8, shedded, 900 pounds. This is horse quality stuff from Green Country Equipment Auctions in Seward, Nebraska. 22 large round alfalfa bales selling on 2 11 bale lots, 5x6 polytwine from Cobes Auction in David City, Nebraska. 693 small square alfalfa bales. That's 33 21 bale bundles. It's all first cutting, leafy with lots of flowers, fertilized, sprayed with preservative, and stored inside on pallets from JB Farms in Landora, Iowa. 200 small square orchard grass bales selling on 5 lots of 40. It's Wire Tie second cutting from Cove's Auction in David City. And 80 small square prairie gas bales selling on 4 20-bale lots. Wire Tie, no rain, stored inside from Cove's Auctions. Bidding is currently live, but all lots will sell the morning of Wednesday, October 1st at 10 a.m. Central Time. Got cattle to sell? Regular online cattle auctions first and third Wednesday of every month, with hay sales every Wednesday on LivestockMarket.com and AuctionTime.com.
And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks goes out to our crew, Dr. Kelly Sanders with Westway Feed Products, Woody Folsom with Circle F Farms, Chris Shivers with Infinity Cattle Services, Kirk Nonsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, Mark Van Zee, LivestockMarket.com, Shea Warner, Casual Cattle Conversations, and the boss lady, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you to our partners, the American Galvey Association, Axiota Animal Health, bringing us Multimin and Lactopro, Birch Creek Angus, home of the 4-year guarantee on walking bulls, Circle F Farms, sales listed on ranchchannel.com, sale dates October 4th, 10th, and 11th. Imogene Ingredients, bringing us Pharmatan, ISA Beefmasters, their sale is coming up fast, Saturday, October 4th. Jorgensen Land and Cattle, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Moose Creek Red Angus, dispersal sale coming up December 22nd and 23rd, RanchChannel.com, RFD TV, Superior Livestock Productions and Superior Livestock Auctions, Tri-State Livestock News, Top Dollar Angus, Transova Genetics, Westway Feed Products, Wrangler, Wolf Cattle, and this fine radio station.
And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com. You can call and text 24/7. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week, where it's always Tigger and Beck approved.
Stay ranchy and ranch it up.